As Sri Aurobindo says, every avatar comes at a most critical point, which cannot be crossed by the human limitations or limitations of humanity as they are able to move forward. And every avatar summarizes in his own human body, in his human consciousness, the best and the worst, because basically all the crises are due to a conflict between the best and the worst. So the avatar has a kind of a body, kind of a life and a mind, where the best and the worst are, as it were, summarized in their fullness. And with the descent of the divine in that very consciousness, in that very field, becomes a master battlefield of that moment, and then works out and defeats the worst and establishes the best. In an avatar, the psychology of avatar has got two aspects: a frontal consciousness and the inner consciousness. In the frontal consciousness is the human body, life and mind, in which the complexities of the problem of humanity of that time are fully summarized. And then there is the descent, the consciousness which has descended from above, which is the master consciousness. And this consciousness works out in the human form, in the human consciousness, not by a miracle. If only he wanted to do miracle, Christ would not have been needed to go onto the gallows. He would have avoided it and shown, look, nobody can put me under the gallows. That is not the purpose. Accepting the human limitations, working through those limitations, to work out that much which is needed for the manifestation of the divine, of a higher consciousness, even while retaining what is still at a lower level. Even the defeat, even the failure he accepts, because that is the lot of that level of consciousness. But what he succeeds in is that even through that failure, even that through that limitation, even through defeat, he succeeds in penetrating the limitations and allowing a ray of light to move forward. Such is the life of every avatar. Therefore, every avatar's life is the most difficult life. Sri Krishna, even in his birth, at the time of his birth, he was to be killed. Even at the age of 12, when he's taken to Mathura, the purpose was to get him killed by wrestlers. And throughout his life, you can see, the most difficult trials are given to Sri Krishna. Even to become a peacemaker before the world war, before the Mahabharata started, as the emissary of peace, he goes from the side of Pandavas. He goes to Duryodhana, who was advised by Shakuni, where there was no possibility of his escape from the palace where he had gone for peace mission. He could have been easily imprisoned and murdered. Such a difficult task was given to him. He undertook that task. And in the story of Mahabharata, we see that actually Duryodhana tried to imprison him. And it was at that time that he manifested the divine form, as a result of which he could escape. But then the conclusion is not that he could do it because he was God. and therefore you are saved. No, the idea is that even human consciousness, put into that situation, he can himself manifest it. So whatever is possible for humanity to do it, even that he does. Only he shows how it can be done, with what force it can be done. Therefore he is a real leader in the true sense of the term. He shows to human beings, madbhavam agataha, how you can arise, you can lift yourself into the true divine nature. This is the real purpose which is described in these 9 verses. We shall still take one more hour next time to dwell upon this phenomenon of avatarhood, because it is so important. Today, we stop here.